Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with Prophetic Perspectives, and we thank God for this another sunshiny day. How beautiful it is outside, Lamb of God, just to see the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah, another day. Hallelujah, another chance to give praises, another to exalt, another chance to lift, another chance to adore the God of heaven and earth. And we are here, praise the Lamb of God, live in the studio. And we thank God for each of you that's chiming in, praise the Lamb of God, via the internet. Hallelujah. Those of you that's calling in, and if you don't have the number is area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818. And we thank God, hallelujah, for our co-host here today, Pastor Lawrence London Jr. is with us. How you doing, Lawrence?
Good. How you doing, Uncle Six?
Oh, I'm blessed of the Lord. Highly favored, man. Had a wonderful, wonderful morning. Oh, my goodness gracious. People of God, if you only knew how my morning has been, it's been on a spiritual high. Praise the Lamb of God, not just with the Lord and I, but one of my daughters in the ministry, my newest daughter in the ministry that has submitted her life up under me is Prophetess Joanne Hooper, who's on Facebook, praise the Lamb of God, and married. They're pastoring her and her husband in the city of Chicago. And her and I was talking and sharing today. And people of God, let me tell you something. It turned into a prayer meeting. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I thank God for my sons and daughters. Oh, my God, what a powerful woman of God. She's been in the presence of God in the closet. Hallelujah. And without her, me even telling her what our agenda is, she tells me the Lord has shut down everything around me and has called me into prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, is going on. God is moving by His Spirit. And if you're one of those today, hallelujah, that God is beckoning into His presence, that you are waking up in the middle of the night, you can't sleep, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's because God has elected to bless you. Hallelujah. That's not a curse. That's a blessing. God has elected to bless you, and He's drawn you into His presence. He's drawn you into the place of prayer. He's drawn you into the place of revelation. Hallelujah. So that He can speak to you and do for you what nobody else can, and that's move in your life in a supernatural way. Only God can do that. Only our King can do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Pastor Lutton, how was your prayer meeting this morning?
Man, you know I had one. It was very, very enlightening. Full of, like you said, revelation about myself, about things around me. Just very enlightening. Keeps you on the prayer wall, man. It's nothing like the Lord revealing His things to you and the process you go through. At least you know His hand. It's nothing like knowing that His hand is on your life while you're going through. So it was awesome. It's awesome. It's awesome, man.
My God, what a wonderful God we serve. I tell you, man, when you really get into the place of prayer and you really start understanding the technology of God as it deals with the process of entering in to His courts and entering in, praise the Lamb of God, to the depths with Him. There's nothing else, praise the Lamb of God, that can surpass it. There's nothing else that can compare to it. And people of God today, I tell you, I'm on a high from last night, praise God, Lawrence. We had a praise fest. I was just on the page last night, and all of a sudden the Spirit said, praise fest. I said, praise fest. Praise the Lamb of God. We had a praise and worship fest last night that took us, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, on top of all of our issues and our problems. That's what praise do. It raises the name of God, and it raises you up. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we were raised above all of the mess. Praise the Lamb of God. And I went off to sleep last night with visions and dreams after praying with one of my daughters. Hallelujah. And, boy, listen, I've been leading people through repentance, praise the Lamb of God, and bringing them into a deeper understanding of the life of Christ, hallelujah, in them, the presence of the Holy Ghost and the gifts. Boy, listen, if we can really get a grip on this thing, praise the Lamb of God, and start really knowing that it's all about Him, man, yeah. I'm telling you, man, we can really change this world. Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, if we can just get out of the psychology of selfishness. You see what I'm saying, man?
Yeah. I tell you, I'm actually humbled. I'm excited, but I'm yet humbled because it's amazing how much you still yet you when you go in really just wanting to know more and to lay yourself out, man, you learn stuff that you just have to say, wow. So I'm actually more humble today than ever in my life, probably. Just real humble that the Lord is just allowing us to go from place to place, to glory to glory. It's a humbling experience. Exciting yet humbling, because you just definitely you can never be satisfied with where you are. I guess that's what it is, because there's so much of the Lord that we have yet to even tap into, man. There's no telling, you know, I mean, how far you could go. There's infinite levels out here in His glory and His understanding. So it's, you know, very, very, very humbling. Very humbling, man. Very.
My goodness gracious, man. I'm telling you, you have to just come into that place, man, where you can see the move of God in your life in a way, praise the Lamb of God, you know, that is extraordinary. See, a lot of people cannot see, Lawrence, what you can. And that is, praise the Lamb of God, that God is moved in your life in a way that you can't go back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't go back to where you were. You can't go back to doing business as normal. You can't go back, praise the Lamb of God, to doing things in the same intent and purposes that you once had, praise the Lamb of God, because God has transformed your thinking. He has transformed your life, and the Word of God is so precious to you. Praise God, and it all stems from that relationship, you know, that you've established. And boy, and the relationship is so sweet until you don't want to falter in it. You don't want to do anything that would, harm or insult the Holy Spirit of God, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps you on the main line, man. I tell you, praise God. Mm-hmm.
That is definitely what keeps you on it.
That keeps you, man. And when I look at you and I see how God is really transforming your life, I mean, just since you've been back in the area here, praise God, I'm just watching God just constantly, with consistency, praise the Lamb of God, take you from glory to glory. And what looks like is a setback is a setup. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Like is a pull down is a step up. Praise God. Boy, if people really understood the mechanics of God and how God works with us, man, I tell you, it is awesome. It is awesome, man. Right? I'm telling you.
It does feel like a put down, but it is a setup. You're right. And the only way you can see that is a setup is in the presence of the Lord, where the anointing is and your anointing is. He shows you it's a setup. And that's the awesome, just the relationship with Him is what's awesome, man. That's what's awesome.
It is so awesome, man. And all you can say is how awesome is our God. You know, our God is just so awesome in everything that He does. I'm excited, you know, about what God is doing for us in this season and how God is moving and how God is causing us to go from glory to glory and from faith to faith. Man, it is, oh, my goodness. I mean, I can't explain to you the waves of glory, the waves of His presence that I have felt today, this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. The strength, hallelujah, the lifting of something off of me just left. I could feel it leaving me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As we were in prayer. Oh, my God, man. I'm telling you, just God is just so awesome. God is just awesome, people of God. And when we come to really find out, hallelujah, how precious it is to be in the presence of God and to do, you know, the Lord spoke to me yesterday and told me last night, he said, I'm going to do something very special for you by tomorrow this time. And when I woke up this morning and I sat on the side of the bed, I thought about what the Lord had said to me yesterday. And I said, whoa, and I started smiling because I anticipated today that something's going to happen today, praise the Lamb of God, that's out of the norm. Hallelujah. And already it's happening, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Already it's happening. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I'm just giving God praise and adoration for what He's doing in this season. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, Lawrence, we better move to the place of prayer. Hallelujah. Yes, I think that since we're talking about prayer, we need to move to the place of prayer. And then on top of that, we need to come to a teaching format again. Praise the Lamb of God. You know, we still ain't
finally get into that teaching. Yeah.
And we haven't killed the nuggets of truths off that. And we want to get into that so that we can bless those that were not with us, man, when we were sharing that, man. It was awesome to me, the revelation that God gave us concerning that on the diligent seekers. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's a reward on the diligent seekers. Praise the Lamb of God. And we want to reveal that and show forth that today as we go forth in the show. Praise the Lord. All right, people of God, I don't know how to do this. Praise the Lamb. Lawrence, should we get one of our volunteers today? What you think, man?
Yeah, we'll put that out there all the time. Anybody out there?
Let's put it out there. Praise the Lamb. Anybody has a praise report, it's praise day. You can definitely praise the Lamb of God. Stop us for a praise report. Hallelujah. Yeah. Man, that young lady on our page, who man, she excited me. And showing this picture of her car with the trees and the down wires and all of that, says her and her daughter was about to go out and get in the car, and then something hit her mind, you know, like you forgot something, and she went in the other room, and by the time she got in the other room, good, her and her daughter heard this crash, man.
Oh, wow.
Hallelujah. And it sounded like a car had drove into their living room, and when they looked out the window, praise the Lamb of God, tree had fell down, power line was down, everything. And they could have been under the tree or under the power line, but God. Praise the Lamb of God. People of God, we got so much to be thankful for. Hallelujah. So much to be thankful for. Praise God. Do we have a volunteer today? Anybody want to volunteer and pray?
I'm telling you, whenever we get a volunteer, it seems like a special move because they have that in their spirit. A special move takes over the show. It's
yeah, man,
awesome.
And you know, and I'm just hoping some
lose
their shame, man, and just come on and just allow God to use them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Today, even if you have prayer requests, you can push 1 and give us your prayer request today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, this is a talk show. All you got to do is talk. Praise God. Push 1 on your phone pad, and you can give us your prayer request if you have prayer requests today. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to move to another level even on the show so we can do some chat for those that are in the other mode, Lawrence. Praise the Lamb of God. We want to set up so that we'll be able to do that too. Hallelujah. Well, nobody wants to pray today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We have no volunteer, so I guess we're just going to have ourselves today. Is all right with me. I love God. Hallelujah. I don't have a problem to him at all. Praise the Lamb. We're looking your way today. Lawrence, are you in your studio?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Background music.
See the picture, man. That is a testimony. That is a testimony.
Testimony by itself, man. Yeah. Yeah, that is a testimony by itself. You said the background music for us, and we're praying for all of those who are sick, shut in, praise the Lamb of God. Those of you, hallelujah, who are facing depression in this season. There's a lot of people that's facing depression due to the fact that they have lost loved ones during this time, praise God. I've been ministering to a few people, praise the Lamb of God, Annie Marie. We're looking your way, praise the Lamb of God, who goes through a series of depression during this season. Praise the Lamb of God. My good friend Michelle, praise the Lamb of God. We're looking your way today. When you lose a loved one around the holidays, praise the Lamb of God, it can damp up your spirit if your perception is not right, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, how beautiful is the death of the saints in the eyes of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I tell you, we're praying for those that are behind penal institution walls.
Yeah.
Is in court. Hallelujah. I'm praying for that little baby. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It has not left me yet. praise God, about Jovan Belcher and that suicide murder. The people of God, hallelujah, there is no love that deep, and that's number one. Praise the Lamb of God. Maybe we'll talk about that a little later. But there's no love that deep of a man and a woman that you have to take lives. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're looking on that child. Hallelujah. The psychological and the emotional trauma that's going to hit the child one day when somebody sits that child down and tells them what happened. Oh, my God. People of God, we got so much to entreat the throne of God for. Praise the Lamb of God. Lili, we're looking your way. Praise God today.
She's going home tomorrow.
She's going home tomorrow. Praise God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Will we look in your way that God will continue to do that healing work in your body? Let's look to the Lord, people of God. Father in heaven, we give you praise and honor and glory today. Hallelujah. We acknowledge your holiness, for you are holy and there is none besides you, Father. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. That is holy, except they are experiencing your holiness. We reverence you in this day. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we reverence your name. Your name is exalted, Father. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus is exalted higher than the heavens, for he is the word of God that you have exalted above your own name, Father, that at his name every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that he is Lord. Father, we thank you today for what you've done on yesterday and yesteryears. We thank you, hallelujah, Father, that you love us so much. Thank you, Father, hallelujah, that you have fed us and clothed us, Father, on days past and gone. You have made ways out of no ways. You have paid bills. You have done things for us that we could not do for ourselves. And so we tell you thank you today, Father. Thank you for your blood covering over our families and our loved ones. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you for this, a new day, a new mercy. Hallelujah, that you have extended to us today. Thank you. Oh, God, hallelujah, for what you're doing for us in this day, for your spirit. We thank you, Father, for your presence even now on the show, Father. We thank you that your power and your presence is evident, hallelujah. Even as we call on your name today, we know, hallelujah, that our voice is being heard in the heavens. Father, if we've sinned, if we thought wrong about anyone, if we did anything that was wrong in your sight, Father, we pray that you would forgive us today. We plead the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, in this day, Father. Hallelujah, because we know, Father, that we can't approach your throne in sin. So we plead the blood covering, Father, that as we come into your courts, oh God, hallelujah, and into your presence, Father, that our voice is heard before you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up the sick and the afflicted all over the land, Father. I know you're a miracle worker. I know you're the balm in Gilead. I know, Father, that you can extend your hand, that your hand is not slack, Father, that your hand is not short, that you cannot heal, that you cannot touch, that you cannot deliver, that you cannot set free, Father. So in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray the prayer of faith for your people, oh God, that your word said, Father, if we would call, you would answer, if we would cry out to you, Father, that you would hear us, oh God, that if we would turn from our wicked ways and pray and seek your face, that you would heal the land, Father. We need your healing. We need the healing balm. We need you, oh God, to move in our lives, Father. So many have cancer. So many have diabetes. So many have high blood pressure. So many, oh God, have thyroid problems. So many have cervical problems, oh God. Father, your God today, look on your daughters. Look on your sons today, Father. Touch, heal, deliver today, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus. Father, today, hallelujah, God, we ask you to look in prisons. Oh God, some son is there. Some daughter is there, confused. Some son is there. Some daughter is there, wanting to take their own lives. But Father, your God today, reach into their heart. Send a delivering word. Send a ministering angel. Look today, Father, your God today, you promised us that when you came, that you came to set the captives free. free. Somebody in bondage today. Somebody on drugs. Somebody's an alcoholic. Somebody's addicted to something that they can't get away from. Somebody's addicted to pornography. Somebody's addicted to sex. Father, in the name of Jesus, somebody's hooked on homosexuality. A spirit has come in. But God, you're able today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. That when the enemy rushes in like a flood, oh God, you would raise up a standard against them. In the very name of Jesus, look and have mercy. Father, we ask you to look on PSM. Look on us now. Look on the listeners. Let your glory fill this show. Let your glory fill the page. Let your glory fill our churches. Touch today. Touch your pastors. Touch the shepherds. Touch your ministers. Father, in Jesus' name, do a perfect work. Do a perfect work, God. Snatch us and branch us from burning. Help us, God, to reach your people, to reach the nation, to reach the world. Remember us, oh God. We love you today. We adore you today. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah to the King. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Father. Yes. Yes, Father. Yes, Father.
Find me in your arms.
Come on, son.
and take the limits off of me. And I hear the Lord say, take the limits off. Take the limits off. Release me to accomplish what I promised you. Oh, take the limits off of me. Take the limits off. Release me.
My God, my God, you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Lord, and thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Unto him for all that he's doing in this season. Thank you, people of God, who prayed with us. Hallelujah.
Thank you for that mighty prayer. Thank you. I tell you, it's something about prayer. When you go in and you hit that place, you know, it takes you right where you need to go, man. And I gotta thank you for having such a contact with God, man. Oh, God, that's so awesome. Awesome prayer, man. I needed that myself. I gotta thank you. I'm sorry to interrupt, but you always tell us thank you. We gotta thank you, man of God, when you lead us to the throne of grace, man, and you allow us to go into the level of God where we all need to be in, and it's just awesome, man. You bless my life when you pray. Anytime you pray, you bless my life. So.
Well, we give all to God, man. You know, it's the development has not all been on my part, man. It's really been really more so the part of the Holy Spirit that reveals and leads, you know, and gives me that hunger and thirst for more. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's insatiable, you know. I can't satisfy it. And only the Spirit of God can give you that. Thank you for the encouragement. Man, you know, when we speak of prayer, and hallelujah, and you experience prayer on a level, you know, of understanding, hallelujah, what God's will is about prayer. What's the will of God about prayer, which no one never really approaches, you know, and say, God, what is your will about prayer? How would you like us to approach you? How would you like us to come into your presence? What should be my condition? Praise the Lamb of God, you know. When the Bible tells us to go boldly to the throne of grace, hallelujah, it doesn't mean go boldly any kind of way you want to. And, no. You know, we just take the brakes off everything. You know how we are. We just take the brakes off and just say, oh, wow, I can do this, but. And then we wind up hitting a brick wall, and then we have to wonder why things are not, you know, moving in the direction that they should be and what have you, and why things are being held up, why seemingly that what we pray doesn't have any fervency and fire in it. And so then the relationship seemingly between us and the Lord becomes somewhat boring as it relates to prayer. I think that's the biggest hindrances of prayer, Lawrence, is the fact that there are so many people who takes prayer as a boring exercise. It's a boring exercise to them, and they just don't understand, praise the Lamb of God, how fruitful prayer really is, praise the Lamb of God, you know, and how relational it is as it relates to the Spirit of God and the presence of God in your life, praise God, and even as you are in the very act of prayer, hallelujah. I think sometimes if we could take off our natural glasses and put on those 3D glasses, we would see angels around us sometimes, even as we're praying. Looking at us in bewilderment and wonder at the exercise itself, because it's something they cannot do. Yeah. Hallelujah. You've never read in the Bible why an angel went and petitioned the throne of God. It's something they cannot do, because they have never sinned and they have no request. And the reason why angels have no request is because of the fact they're always in the presence of God. When you're always in the presence of God, there's no personal desire. What do you desire? Hallelujah. All things are met. All things are met. And so angels really praise the Lamb of God. Look at us in adoration. Praise the Lamb of God. Even the woman of God that was praying with me today, she stopped and she said, Apostle, I'm going to tell you this. She said, that's something you need to do, and that is praise the Lamb of God. God has smeared his blood on you, and his blood is so thick on you, praise the Lamb of God, that he has given you the authority to command angels. And God spoke that to me some time ago, praise the Lamb of God. You know, the people of God, if we only knew the power that's available to us through, praise the Lamb of God, this thing we call prayer, hallelujah. And if we could really get into that place with God sincerely, which God is orchestrating in this season, praise God, to cause us to move into his presence and on a level of sincereness. And a lot of stuff that a lot of people are going through, they don't know. God has orchestrated it for the purpose of you getting into his presence. Praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. You wouldn't be there if it wasn't there. And God knows it.
that's a mouthful. That's funny. And what's also crazy is the fact what you said about prayer, how people, we go to church and still people do not understand the importance of having a prayer life. I had this talk with a young guy yesterday, and I'm telling you, it's really, I don't know where the teaching missed the mark, where prayer is not important when it comes to the body of Christ. I don't know where the teaching went off when it comes to that. That's incredible to me. But it's so true. I actually had a heavy burden with talking to a young man about 24 years old about prayer. And he was like, well, that's all good, but I want to do this. He wants to do for the Lord before he prays. But that's the kind of house we have built up. We built up a house where doing things for the Lord is even more important than praying to the Lord, which is really makes things very offline and off track. But it's amazing that you say that, because it's so, 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 so very true in the body of Christ today.
We do what is comfortable, Lawrence. You know, we do what feels good and what is comfortable, you know? And that's what we like.
It's not comfortable to talk to the Lord, I guess, you know, to take time out. It's comfortable to go and do, but it's not comfortable to take time out. That's
right.
Wow.
Right. And once we get into the presence of the Lord and we're in our prayer mode and what have you, then it becomes enjoyable. It becomes pleasurable in the fact that we know we're in that place and the fellowship with the Holy Spirit as we dismiss this world, praise the Lamb of God, and enter into that place that is so beautiful. You know, I tell people all the time, Lawrence, that when you go into that place of prayer and you're dismissed and you enter into the realm of the Spirit, praise God, you prolong your life there, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. The Spirit of God is able to minister to you in a deeper way, praise God, hallelujah, and many things can come off during that time because the fullness of everything is in the presence of the Lord. A lot of us just fall so short because we have not been taught, as you first stated, you know, what is the real problem of why, you know, we don't enter into prayer the way we should. It's because of the fact we have not been taught how to pray by anyone. No one has taught us to pray. And as I spoke the other day, it's one of the most important things in the life of the believer. And since it's such an important element, Satan consistently seeks to preclude your way into that place. It's as though he stands with a sword against you. You have to war to get into the prayer place. You have to really against that hindering spirit, because, I mean, you can wake up in the morning and you can sit on the side of your bed and say, let me get up and just, you know, get into some prayer and praise, blah, blah, blah. Before you know it, your hand will grab your cell phone and look at it. Then you will see a text or something of that nature that came to you in the night or came to you early in the morning, and then you'll start responding to it. Before you know it, your mind and your spirit has drifted from getting into the presence of God. And if you don't be careful, time will slip away, and before you know it, you'll be like, man, I shouldn't have called them, man. Now, and I didn't pray, now I got to get ready for work. And you will miss that opportunity, and Satan is sitting on your sofa laughing, saying, yep, I got you again. And so now you're going to miss everything that God has in store for you today, praise the Lamb of God, because you did not get the directives, praise God. And you can leave right out of your house and have a car accident or anything due to the fact that you have not entered into that place with God, where God can saturate you, praise the Lamb of God, where God can insulate you, and where God can give you revelate you, so that you can receive from the Lord directions and guidance by His Spirit. And then He can order your steps, praise the Lamb of God, because you've been in His Word. You've asked for that leading. You asked for that guidance while you're in there. Pray, it's a part of your daily bread package. The daily bread package. It's a part of that, praise God. The provision for the day. It's not just about meat, bread, and water. The whole provision package is in, Lord, give us our daily bread, praise the Lamb of God. When you seek God for that portion in prayer, praise God, it expands upon all of your needs. All of your needs is a part of that. Healing is a part of the children's bread. When people of God come to the place of prayer and elevation and revelation, they will get up in the morning and they'll start speaking healing over their own bodies. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, in the name of Jesus, you will speak to your body, praise the Lamb. You will command your body to align with the created order. You will command things in you to perform the way God has ordered it to perform and not contrary. Praise the Lamb of God. It's a lot of things that will come into subjection and line up once we understand, praise the Lamb of God, the importance and the power of this thing we call prayer. I wanted to look at, I'm drifting back again into that ninth chapter of Matthew there, praise God, of the Lord's Prayer. Let's finish that up, Lawrence, and then we'll go into this other episode here, probably on the side of the show. But I'm feeling this tug as we're talking about, Lord, teach us to pray. You know,
yeah.
I'm feeling this tug because this is where we need to be. Last night I was talking to the young lady and sharing with her, praise the Lamb of God. The first thing I asked her when she told me that she don't believe she had been filled with the Holy Ghost was, I asked her one question: have you ever repented? And her mind said, what she said to me was, I don't think so. I don't know. I think, you know, maybe. Have you ever really truly repented? And when repentance happens, of course we know. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, people of God, those of you who want to, you can get your pen, paper, what have you, follow Lawrence and I as we examine this. Praise God. Now, watch this, people of God. There is no coming into the presence of God without the blood of Jesus. That's number one.
Amen.
Without His blood, you can't come. You agree with that, Lawrence?
Amen.
You can't come without the blood. So that requires the acknowledgement is Jesus Christ as Lord. It requires the acknowledgement of your sins, praise the Lamb of God. It requires the repenting of your sins, which is a remorseful sorrow in prayer to ask for forgiveness and a turning away. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, now I want you all to hear me good, because a lot of people, a lot of believers are stuck right here. You have asked for forgiveness, but you have not turned away.
Yeah.
Have not turned towards God in the act of what you've asked for forgiveness for. That's what I can get up every morning and say, Lord, forgive me for getting drunk last night. Lord, forgive me for getting drunk last night. And I can go on until I get cirrhosis at the liver and die.
Yeah.
But if I truly repent, then that means I turn from it. That means I get rid of all my whiskey and wine bottles and all of this and all other kinds of alcohol or anything, wet places, wet faces. Now I am turning to God and I get in his word. When I feel the craving, I grab the word of God and I start confessing the word of God over my life, and the power of God and the spirit of God helps me by his grace that empowers us to do what we cannot do. Praise the Lamb of God. God's grace is God's mediation and intervention, praise the Lamb of God, to supernaturally empower you to accomplish what you can't in your normal flesh. Praise God. So when we do that and we turn to the Lord, hallelujah, for our help and for our deliverance, pretty soon we find ourselves, whether it take a month, weeks, year, or years, as we war in this area, we get delivered from, praise the Lamb of God, that was noted as that kept us from God. So once repentance come, true repentance come, praise the Lamb, that contrite spirit, that broken spirit, praise the Lamb of God, your spirit has to break so the Spirit of God can enter. Hello, light bulbs.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. You must see it as like a pencil breaking. If you grab a pencil in the middle, Lawrence, and you break the pencil, it's like if it was held up, nothing could get through the pencil. But if you break it, then there's an opening. It let everything out that's behind it, and it let everything in that's in front of it. So then the Spirit of God can come in and do what is necessary to be done to give you that clean heart, praise the Lamb of God, that you're going to need to press into the presence of God. Hallelujah. So repentance is that the confessing of your sins, honesty in prayer, honesty in prayer, honesty in repentance. A lot of people just say, Lord, forgive me for my wrong. No, confess your sins.
Mm-hmm.
If I confess my sins, he is faithful and just to forgive me, then he will cleanse me of all unrighteousness. That's the word of God, people of God. If I confess, praise the Lamb of God. So I must confess I'm a whoremonger. I must confess I'm an adulteress. I must confess, that's what we have to confess, people, and go down the list. I'm a liar, perpetrator, I'm this, I'm a hypocrite. I must confess. Hallelujah. We believe with the heart, confession is made unto salvation. We believe with the heart, confession is made unto salvation. Praise the Lamb of God. That confession is twofold. I confess my sins. I confess Jesus Christ as Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. That's a part of your repentant package. Once this has been done, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Then you are sealed with the seal of God's Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, or you have been born again. You haven't been filled with the Holy Ghost, but you've been sealed. This sealing places the seed, praise the Lamb of God, of the fruit of the Spirit in you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. That's downloaded inside of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So now, hallelujah, I am a born-again believer. Praise the Lamb of God. But I still need some other things done to me, and that is a transformation of my thought life, which only comes through the word life. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I can't change my thinking. Right, Lawrence?
That's right.
We can't change our thinking unless we wash our minds with the word of God.
That word. That's
hallelujah.
That's the key. even the book that you gave, I mean, by Kenneth Boer, and those are, that's some important truths in that as well. And as far as praying through the scriptures, man, praying, using the scriptures in prayer, man, that is, man, that's what that really changes your mind and your concept, or let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus.
Kind of, right. You know, that changes your perception. Praise the Lamb of God. And it changes the way you operate. It changes the way you do things. It changes your culture. It brings you into the prophetical culture. Praise the Lamb of God. There's a culture of the prophetic. Because now you're living the prophetic life. People of God, don't be fooled by it. Praise the Lamb of God. You're living the gifted life. You're living the spirit life with God. Once Jesus breathes upon you, the breath of the Holy Spirit breathes upon you and seals you to the day of redemption, you become a prophetical person. That does not mean you become a prophet. But what happens is you become a spiritual person, praise the Lamb of God, that's in partnership with God, that has the nature of God, praise the Lamb of God, regenerated on the inside of you, whereas you can love again with agape, that you can have long suffering, that seed is in you, that you can be patient, praise the Lamb of God. It needs nurturing, it needs watering, it needs development, and it needs focus, praise the Lamb of God. But this seed, praise the Lamb of the fruit of the Spirit, will grow in you, praise the Lamb of God, as you pay attention to your deficiencies. Hallelujah. As you pay attention to your deficiencies, because we all have deficiencies. Hallelujah. There are some of us who can love, but even in loving, we can't forgive. There are some of us who can forgive, praise the Lamb of God, but we don't have long suffering. There are some of us who have long suffering, but we don't have patience. Then there's some of us who love people, but we're not kind and gentle. Come on, talk to me, people of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So since we need this, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in order to live, watch this, to live the life, praise the Lamb of God, of the Jesus culture or the prophetical culture, praise God, the kingdom culture, hallelujah, we have the life of the King being imparted to us by the Spirit of God, hallelujah. Now, watch this now. Now, praise the Lamb of God, I have access to God, praise God, by the Spirit of God, by the blood of Jesus that's on the inside of me, praise the Lamb of God. I am accepted. I have been adopted into the family of God, hallelujah, and all is well. Now, praise God, when I get there, I can acknowledge God as Father, hallelujah. See, prior to salvation, Lawrence, you can only acknowledge God as God.
Yeah.
Prior to your repentance, God is only God. He's not your Father.
Mm. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Get a grip on that, people. Praise the Lamb of God.
That's it.
Until
yeah.
you say, until you repent That's of your it. Sin, until you turn from your sinful ways, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You must understand that God is not your Father. He is God. He is not your Lord. He is God. In your eyes, He is God. Praise the Lamb of God. Because He is God of the whole earth. But He's not everybody's Lord, because Lord shows relationship of submission. You submit to your Lord. Hallelujah. He's God as creator. He's Lord as your king. Praise the Lamb of God. But if you're in rebellion, then God is not your king, so He's not your Lord. Hello, light bulbs. He's not controlling your life, because that's what the Lord, a Lord does. Someone who, you know, what does the landlord do? A landlord just don't provide a place for you to stay. It regulates, praise the Lamb of God, how you are to stay.
Yeah.
Lord over you, praise the Lamb of God. So therefore, praise the Lamb of God, Once this happens, we have access to God. We can start calling God Father, and we can say our Father. Where is he which art in heaven? That's sanctifying him right there from everybody else. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallowed would be thy name. Holy is your name. Praise the Lamb of God. Right? So we have that down pat. We did dealt with some of that yesterday. Praise God. So now, hallowed be thy name. Then we go, come into his kingdom. Since he is our Lord, he is our King, he is our God, praise the Lamb of God, we desire his rulership to come into the earth, his authority to come into the earth, his power to come into the earth. It comes in through us, praise the Lamb of God. So we're praying the kingdom, hallelujah. If I'm praying the kingdom, but I will not submit to the King and his oracles. Every king has oracles. Praise the Lamb of God. What is the oracles of God? The Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Word of God is the oracles of God. So I live by the oracles of God. That's how the kingdom comes in my home. That's how the kingdom comes in my life. That's how the kingdom comes in my business. That's how the kingdom comes in anything that I touch or deal with. Praise the Lamb of God. Because I'm operating out of a kingdom consciousness. I'm operating because I'm submitting myself under the King. Praise the Lamb of God. This is what your prayer life should be about. Praise the Lamb of God. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Now I'm praying the will of God. What is the will of God? All mankind to be saved and the gospel preached to them. If I'm praying the will of God, but I'm not operating in his will, then there's something wrong with my prayer. I'm asking him to do something, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm not willing to participate in. Ding, dong, ding, dong, ding, dong. See, that's a hindrance in prayer right there. That's a hindrance in prayer right there, people of God, praise the Lamb of God. We must come to a conscious decision that we're going to do the will of God in our lives. When Jesus was with his disciples, praise the Lamb of God, I believe it's somewhere around the 10th chapter, praise the Lamb of God, one of the Gospels, it may be John, it may be Matthew, praise God, Lawrence, he was with his disciples, and he told his disciples, he said, look on the field, praise the Lamb of God, for, you know, the harvest is white. And then he said, pray ye the Lord of the harvest to send laborers into the field. Praise the Lamb of God. The next chapter and the next verse said, so he sent them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In other words, when you pray the will of God, you must be willing to be the will. Oops.
Amen. Amen.
See, Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's the truth. That's the true statement that somebody we need to hear.
Lawrence, here I am praying for Lily's healing, right? Praise the Lamb of God. If I'm over here praying for Lily's healing and Lily come into my presence and I won't lay hands on her because I'm fearful or embarrassed or ashamed, then I'm not participating in what I'm praying for.
Amen.
I'm not willing to participate in what I'm praying for. The Bible says if they're sick among you, they send for the elder of the church. The elder will come, praise the Lamb of God, which means spiritually mature, will come, praise the Lamb of God, will anoint with oil, pray the prayer of faith. Watch this now. It didn't just say pray a prayer and believe. Pray a prayer of faith means prophetical praying. Hello? Because faith comes by what, Lawrence?
Hearing.
Hearing what?
The word of God.
So then I need to pray according to the dictates of the Holy Spirit. That's number one. Praise the Lamb of God. After I'm anointed with oil, now I shouldn't be standing there saying, Lord, let your will be done. Let your will be done, God. Hallelujah. Let your will be done. I should be praying because I'm spiritually mature, meaning I'm spiritual minded. I'm in touch with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks to me. Praise the Lamb of God. And so therefore I can pray the prayer that is the will of God by the Holy Spirit's revelation.
Yes.
Once I pray the prayer of faith, the praise the Lamb of God, the Bible said, and the sick shall recover. I just gave you all a key why so many people don't get recover what we're praying for. Praise God. Can I continue on? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we must.
Awesome that you said that. I'm still stuck on what you said about the laborers being few, and then he's sending them out. You know, that's an awesome illustration because there's so much in that. I believe that's around Luke the 10th chapter. I believe he sent them out, and they came back with great joy about all the works. They were everything. All the demons submitted to the name of Jesus. And Jesus pretty much stopped them in their tracks and said, you know, that's no big deal. I saw Satan fall from heaven like lightning. But he said, but what you should rejoice in, I believe it is that your name is on high.
Your name is written in the book, in the Lamb's
book. Yeah, in the book, yes. That's what's exciting about it, man, is when you know you're connected, what's awesome is that you are already, your name is already written in the book. When you go out and you're doing this kingdom work and you're connected to the Lord, your name is written in heaven. I mean, that's right there. I'm choked up just thinking about it.
So the thing about it is, Lawrence, again, it's this process that we're talking about because at the same time, Lawrence, I can be connected. Watch this. I can be, praise the Lamb of God, watch this, participating in the kingdom program. Mm. Watch this, and my name not written.
Wow. Woo, that's crazy. Wow. Yeah.
Well, you got to remember, Jesus said, many will come to me in that day saying, Lord, Lord,
yeah.
I prophesied.
Lord, you're right.
And he's going to say, I never knew you.
Mm.
And the reason why I don't know you, because your name ain't in the book.
Mm.
Praise the Lamb. He said, I never knew you.
You had no connection. Whoa.
That's why, yeah. you know, I stopped you and said, wait a minute now, wait. We don't want to get that confused. Because some people think just because
right.
they're doing
it
something.
Some people aren't. Will do the works with no connection.
With no connection. Praise the Lamb of God. Do not have people serve in the church, the church. They serve and do things in the church and have no connection with God.
That's right.
Some of them don't pray or nothing. They just come and they do all this service and they think they done God a favor.
Amen.
And think they should be blessed for it.
Amen.
But they really don't have a real connection with God.
You're right. That's in the Word. It's obvious that there is two works going on. One that's connected, one that's not. You got to really know the difference. You are absolutely. That's
one that's flesh
really,
and one that's spirit.
That's right. One that's flesh and one that's spirit.
Hallelujah. Praise
there's
the Lamb.
There's wheat and there's tares. And they're living amongst each other. And growing
they're
amongst
living amongst each other. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
So we must come to the place of understanding what the will of God is when we're praying. See, we're talking about prevailing prayer. We're talking about prayers that will avail. I'm talking about teaching you how to pray. But there is a conditioning in the prayer room also. Praise God. When you go in the presence of God, people of God, when you press your way in the presence of God, this is where we have gone wrong. Is we think we're just supposed to go there and lay all our burdens down and leave them there. That's all you went for. You have nothing coming. According to the model that Jesus gives us in chapter 9, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. According to the model Jesus gives us, he says that when we pray, praise the Lamb of God, we ought to be praying for the kingdom. And we ought to be praying for the will of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom, that's the first thing on the agenda. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, do the angels do the will of God day and night? Yes. They live in the will of God. They, every motion is the will of God. Uh-oh, y'all going to get in trouble. You shouldn't have came on the show. Their every motion, their every action, their every thought, holy, holy, holy. They don't rest day or night. Hallelujah. Doing the will of God, exalting God, praising God. Their total spiritual existence is to serve God, is to do the will of God. What is your existence about? That's what we have to ask ourselves. What is my existence about?
Okay.
Oh, this tight butt is right, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. See, the more spiritual you become, it's due to a yield life. That I've yielded my life to Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. People want to be spiritual and stay carnal.
Mm.
And those two don't work together. Praise the Lamb of God. If the spirit man is going to live, then the carnal man has to die.
Amen.
Hello, life buffs. Praise the Lamb. Your carnal thinking has to die. You got to think spiritual. You got to see everything in a spiritual context. Now, some carnal-minded pastors and preachers will tell you that's wrong. But then what they do is that they deny, well, if I got to acknowledge God in all my ways and he's going to direct my path, then that has to be spiritual. That has to be spiritual. Dude, there's no sense in me praying. I'm praying for direction and guidance by a God that is 100% spirit. And then I'm going to say under the same breath, yeah, it's spiritual, but you know, you can't look at everything in the spirit. What? Everything that was made by the spirit. The unseen shapes the seen. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So let's go on, because I want to get too deep there. That's a whole other lesson we'll get into some other time. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So the kingdom come, Lawrence. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Then watch this. Now comes, give us this day. It comes behind that. Praise the Lamb of God. The first thing on your agenda is not you, it's God. Just look at the motto prayer. Everything until this point has been about God, not about you.
Yeah.
Now the kingdom come. Praise, now the will be done. Now comes my daily bread. Praise the Lamb of God. Grant me my provision. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To do your will. It's all connected to the will of God. Grant me the provision that I need today so that I can do your will, so that your kingdom can come in the earth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you're not asking God for that portion, for that purpose, then you're praying out of the will of God. Because you can't ask for his kingdom to come, Lawrence, his will to be done. Then when you get to give me my daily bread, it doesn't concern his kingdom and his will.
Amen.
I hope the people of God, you're understanding what I'm saying. Praise the Lord. Evidently not, because nobody's really doing no texting on Facebook. Praise the Lamb of God to acknowledge anything I'm saying. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But see, this again, this is what Satan throws kryptonite in at you at when you're learning how to pray. I'm trying to teach you something today. Praise the Lamb of God. I hope you're getting this, people of God. I pray to God that you're listening to this and you just don't have your radio frequency on and you're missing all of this. Praise the Lamb of God. But when you come to Lord, okay, it's like this. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whatever I ask God for or seek God for should have praised the Lamb of God, hallelujah, something to do or some way God utilizes for his kingdom or his will. Yep. Hello, Light Bulbs.
It's a lot, man. Oh, man.
No, this ain't a lot. This is a little. We have added a lot.
No, I'm talking about, I wanted to add, like, what you're saying about that daily bread, that's a lot of revelation in that that people skip by, you know. I mean, it's a lot of revelation in that daily bread thing, you know. I think I skipped back to even the way we commune. It does deal with us communing with one another. It does deal with us being one in the body of Christ. So it's hard to do kingdom work without being one. It's hard to do that. And I believe it's in 1 Corinthians where Paul talks about communion. Let me find it. Here it is. Yeah. 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, I believe it is. And it says, where is it? It says, the cup of blessing, it's verse 16, the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not communion of the blood of Christ, the bread which we break? Is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, though many, are one bread and one body, for we all partake of that one bread. So it does have a lot, you know, even though we talk about our daily bread, it has a lot of what we give to each other as well as one. So you do have to have a mind to bless his kingdom and to come together in his works as one. So one way or another, you have to find your connection in the works of the body of Christ. And that's why I said it's so much more than just give me my, you know, Lord, I need provision. Lord, I need this, you know. No, Lord, I need to be used. I need to be connected with somebody. We need to get to work together. We need to bless lives together, you know. And that's why I said it seems like it's a lot more to that daily bread than just, you know, us talking about it and saying give us a daily bread. It has to be a kingdom connection. Has to.
If we're kingdom-minded, if we're prophetical people, then our mind and hearts are situated, you know, in kingdom thought, praise the Lamb of God. I mean, when I go, I'm telling you, people of God, when I go and I look at technology or anything, I'm always looking at it, now, Lord, this will work for you. I can use this for ministry purposes. I can use this in the kingdom. You know,
yeah.
We have to come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of understanding that God supplies your every need, watch this, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That still deals with your provision.
Yeah.
See, we want God to supply every need that when we say, I need a mink coat. He gave me a mink coat. See, I needed it. See? And then you get evicted the next month because you needed that mink coat, so you went and charged it on your credit card and all this kind of stuff. Now it's maxed out, and you can't even put your rent on your credit card. Tomfoolery. See what I'm saying? Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We have to come to a place of understanding what the will of God is for our lives. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that we can pray the provision for the will.
Amen.
So now I'm praying, and I'm praying for authority over demons. Now, God's going to grant you that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now I'm praying for the discernment of spirits so that when I go into my office or go on my job, Father, I'll be aware of the devices and the move of Satan on the job so I can counteract it in prayer. Father, get grant. See, we don't ask for these things in prayer.
Amen.
We ask for what is already ours. Lord, cover me today. You wouldn't be woke if you wasn't covered. Because if he didn't cover you at night, you're not covered in the daytime. It's evident he covered you all night because you woke up this morning. Praise the Lamb of God. Some things are absolute automatic with God Praise the Lamb of God as it relates to his children. Hallelujah. And us as being the people of God. But there's some things we only get by request.
Amen.
Some things we only get by request. Watch this, Lawrence. Seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things will be added.
Mm-hmm.
That's an absolute automatic if you seek the kingdom. You ain't got to worry about food and clothing.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to worry about food, clothing, and shelter if you seek the kingdom. Y'all don't want to listen to me. I know y'all don't like this because this messes up a lot of people's theology and philosophy and their philosophical view of life. Praise the Lamb of God. This messes with your philosophical view of life. Praise God. Hallelujah. But this is what Jesus said. If you seek the kingdom, these things will be added unto you. Praise the Lamb of God. When you seek in the kingdom and his will and his purposes. Praise God. Okay, so now, praise the Lamb of God, we got that. Now, lead me not into temptation. Lead me not into temptation. Praise the Lamb of God. Father, hallelujah. Guard my feet and my desires by your spirit so that I will not be led into places whereas that I'm going to fall. It's not, Lord, don't let me see a pretty woman today. Or don't let me see a handsome man today. That's not the temptation. Praise the Lamb of God. The temptation is for you to fall into the snare of the devil. Praise the Lamb of God. For you to be entrapped. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For temptation to overtake you. That's the place you don't want to go. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And all of us know some places we cannot go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because of the fact, praise the Lamb of God, it's so sinful, it's the fact that we're so weak in that area. You just have to admit it, praise the Lamb of God. There is some places that you cannot go, praise the Lamb of God, that you should not go because if you go, you're going to fall. Praise the Lamb of God. And you might not get up. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. So we have to come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, of praying that and then praying, hallelujah, that we are delivered from evil. Praise the Lamb of God. That's twofold too. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Delivered from doing evil and delivered from evil doing us.
Mm.
Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's a twofold evil, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I mean, now, I'll tell you something. Praise God. I'm going to use this as an example. We got a call yesterday. Just one called in yesterday about, you know, one of the members, a brother, praise the Lamb of God, down there in Indiana. Praise God, in Kokomo, Indiana. Uh-huh. Yeah, that he has the knowledge of the Bible, everything. They said he, I talked to Pastor Gail last night, said he's scholarly.
Mm.
But he was led into temptation. But evil got a hold to him.
Yeah.
So now they come to his house, and it's a dead man in his freezer. Explain it. Okay. I think all of you agreeing with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Some temptation had to be laid before him. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. And some evil had to get to him also. So it allows us to know, even with the knowledge, praise the Lamb of God, your foot can slip. Hello, light bulbs.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. So we have things that we need to be praying for, hallelujah, that covers us, that protects us, praise the Lamb of God, so that we will not slip into the path of unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Why? Because that is not the King's will for our lives. Hallelujah. That will hinder your kingdom assignment, as we say. That will cause, praise the Lamb of God, you not to be, praise the Lamb of God, able to be the representative in the earth that you should be. It's just that simple, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. What comes behind that, Lawrence?
Before, you mean, and thine is the kingdom and the power?
For thine is the kingdom.
And the power.
Hallelujah. Now you sandwiched in the kingdom. For thine is the kingdom. It comes up again. And the power. And the glory. Hallelujah. For thine is the kingdom. It's not my kingdom. It's your kingdom. Thine is the glory. I'm not seeking any glory. I'm not seeking a kingdom. I'm not seeking a dynasty. For thine is the kingdom. It's your kingdom. I'm not trying to create a kingdom in your kingdom. For thine is the kingdom. Thine is the glory. For how long, Lawrence?
Forever.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
Amen.
Showing up.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Forever.
No, Larson, you made me forget a slip apart. Praise the Lamb of God.
Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
All right, Larson, now you elaborate on that. You should be able to handle that real good.
I mean, that's easy, especially after you talk about this connection and praying for the things that we do need daily, discernment, the spirit, the power to heal, and things of that nature. You cannot do that unless you have a pure heart, man. We really have to understand the art of forgiveness. Since we have been forgiven and covered in forgiveness, prayer truly changes your mind and your heart. It teaches you how to forgive as well. We cannot even move in the kingdom without the heart of God and the heart of forgiveness. We cannot even move in it. I mean, just think of how many relationships get dissipated just because of issues that we don't allow ourselves and our prayer lives to take us over. Me and you, we've been together for most of my life, Uncle Shake. And I'm sure I've done some things and said some things that's questionable and likewise, but we have prayer lives that our love goes beyond anything that anybody can understand. And that's because the love of God goes above anything we can understand for ourselves. So when we really get the heart of God and pray this prayer life, the flow of love should be just that consistent. It shouldn't be nothing. I don't care if it's in your family. I know we get hurt. We get our feelings hurt. We go through situations. But there's nothing within our hearts when we're connected to God that should separate us from forgiving and staying connected with God through showing his flow of love in every situation. Now, that's tight to swallow. Especially when it comes to some of the things we go through as adults, children, what have you, learning how to let go and forgive. I mean, your power flows. There's a great anointing that comes from the power of forgiving. There's a great anointing when you can make your hurts, allow your hurts to be healed by the Lord and the flow in that healing and to forgive and love in a pure way. So, I mean, that is, of course, another extremely important aspect of adding to your prayer life is knowing that you have to have that heart of love and forgiveness. True love forgives all the time because true love forgave us. And that's as simple as that, man. We cannot skip the fact that if you have issues that you hold on to, it's possible that's why your prayers are running amok and you're not getting a connection because you haven't forgave something. You haven't forgave someone. You hold on and harbor issues which keep you from rising to, from glory to glory, you know?
Yeah, you know, the powerful thing, Lawrence, also, hallelujah, is the maintenance of the heart and spirit, not the human heart. That's important for you to stay alive, but the maintenance of your spiritual heart, of
the maintenance
of your spirit is of vital importance, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I need somebody to really write that down, to maintenance your heart. Praise the Lamb of God. You must check, recheck, and check again whether or not you are harboring unforgiveness and iniquity in your heart. Because if you are, the scriptures tell you plainly that the Lord will not hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, light bulbs. Now watch this now. Now watch this. When you look at Ephesians, the 4th, 5th chapter, where it deals with the marriages and stuff, it's even there. If the husband and wife, hallelujah, are in disgruntlement one against another, the Lord said, I won't hear you because you are one. Hello, light bulb. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, when Jesus ends this prayer, Lawrence, if you look right behind it, he goes right back into unforgiveness.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
As soon as he ended, he goes right back into a lesson on unforgiveness, because this is an enemy to the believer's prayer life. Unforgiveness is your greatest enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You must become a forgiver. Praise the Lamb of God. And you must learn, people of God, how to forgive quickly.
Yes.
Do it with harbor.
Yeah.
It will go into the soil of your spirit and nest.
Yeah.
And it will turn into hatred and bitterness. It will cause depression. Then it will start causing psychosomatic symptoms to come out in your flesh.
Yeah.
Headaches, migraines, arthritis. Hallelujah. I've been listening to the prophet.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that's in our spirit that causes us to have these sicknesses.
Mm. Well, you know what? You said something that just, and that's the best way to explain it is what you just said. We have to, this prayer, we have to maintain, go through a maintenance of our heart and our spirit, man. We have to. And that's the toughest part. But like I told, I think we were talking about early on the show, the Lord will reveal these things to you. And that's when your time to give these things away and the time to deal with it is in prayer. He will expose these dark places. He will bring light to them. And it's up to you to just keep the light there by being a forgiving spirit and allowing the maintenance of your heart. That is just like the most awesome way to describe what happens in prayer, a maintenance of your heart, a maintenance of your spirit. And that's important. That's important. I mean, that is important. Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you, when we come to the place of understanding that our prayer life has to be protected, praise the Lamb of God. Because people of God, you get access to the power of the universe. Praise God. You get it. You have access to the God, to the El Shaddai, the Almighty God. You have an opportunity to change the world, to change your environment, to change you.
Yes.
So you should war, praise the Lamb of God, with the self to keep the self conditioned so that your prayer life will continue. Praise the Lamb of God. I ain't got time to hate nobody. I just don't have time for it. Hallelujah. I just don't have time. Praise God. It's too much energy to hate and dislike and just to go around, I can't stand you. I ain't got time for it. I would rather let you go. Find that clean ground to say, Lawrence, you know I love you, man. Praise God. Yeah. But, you know, I'm just going to have to walk away from this because it's weighing on me too heavy.
Yeah.
And I'd rather love you and go to heaven than to hate you and go to hell. Now, that's just my way. Praise the Lamb of God. I would rather just let you go so I can love you. Hallelujah. Praise God. But I'm not going to walk around hating nobody. No, Lord. When I see it, you know, when I see it, I say, Lord, have mercy. Look at this in me. That person walked up and my heart just twisted. And you have to examine, is this the spirit of God grieving? Is this the Holy Spirit? Or is this...
Yeah. You know what? I got to share this. And I share this with people. And it's a revelation I got from the Word of God, you know, that helps me when it comes to dealing with anybody. And it allows me to walk in a more pure love. And it's a parable, I believe, is in Matthew 13. You know, my dad preached a sermon about, the treasure we have in earthen vessels. And that's what we are, earthen vessels with treasures, you know, that a treasure that's within us. And Jesus gave a parable about the kingdom of heaven being like a treasure hidden in the field. And when the man found it, he went and he sold everything he had to buy that whole field. And it really speaks to me about how I look at leadership and how I look at myself, how I look at others. I mean, yeah, we have issues, but I can see the treasure. And once you see that treasure, I mean, and once you connect yourself to this treasure, you actually also buy the whole field, man. And that field comes with dirt. So I don't care who you are. You have a treasure within you, but you also have a lot of dirt. And if you could deal with if you want the treasure and you want to see the best of that treasure, you have to deal with the dirt. You do. You have to pray that you stay connected no matter what, because you buy the whole field. We all have treasure and we all have dirt. And when we connect with each other, we're buying the whole thing. We're not just buying into the treasure. We have to deal with the dirt as well. And when we have the love to really deal with that as people of God, we'll become better relational. We'll become better in oneness with God and with each other. I mean, and that's just my own personal, you know, insight of how I really view things and how I really view people. I can look, it helps me look beyond a lot of things because I have to look beyond myself. But I can always focus on the treasure. You know, everything else comes with it. I mean, just like with God, God focuses on the treasure within us, but he deals with everything else that comes with us, and he loves us all the more. You know, to me, I just really believe that we would look at leadership in each other a whole lot different if we just understand those types of concepts.
Well, you know, and I hear you, and I understand your perspective on that text. But I think better for me is to look at the fact that I am dirt. I was created of the dust.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And that's the deposit of the Holy Spirit in me, praise the Lamb of God, is that jewel. Hallelujah. Exactly. And the dirt that I got to deal with is myself and not others.
I mean, exactly. That's basically what I'm saying. I have to deal with it myself, and I actually, when I come to with other folks, I have to deal with it in others. All of us have.
No, you ain't got to deal with it in others. Deal with it in yourself. See, the problem that exists there is now I got to take on all their infractions. The devil of lie. That's Jesus' job.
No.
I ain't dealing with their dirt. I'm dealing with my dirt. Praise the Lamb of God. The only dirt that I have to deal with the treasure that I house, which is Christ, hallelujah, is my dirt. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, I know one thing about dirt, Lawrence. Dirt will hurt.
Yeah.
Dirt will hurt. dirt will hurt.
Dirt.
Oh, God.
That's one thing. It will hurt.
Dirt will hurt, dude.
Yeah.
But
definitely
right
about that.
I'm of the mindset that if I deal with the dirt in this field, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. If I deal with the dirt in this field, that's where that treasure is buried, hallelujah. Now allow that treasure to be exposed in the field because I own it now. It's mine, praise the Lamb of God, that pretty soon my soil will be so rich because of the treasure that's in it.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't make your soil rich.
No.
I can only make my soil rich because of the treasure that's in me. Praise the Lamb of God. We each, again, have to maintenance our own field. Praise the Lamb of God. We have to maintenance our own fields. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Before we get into this next portion, hold up, Lawrence. Justin, come on with these announcements. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise. Nope, that's the wrong button. See that? She jumped. Praise the Lord. Here we go. Praise God. Jocelyn, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Hi, Prophet and Pastor London. How are you?
Praise God.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. I hope these lessons are blessing you today.
Yes, they are. I mean, I even think I posted on the page what you said about praying what is already ours. I think that's what you said. Yeah, praying, you know, we're praying what is already ours. And it was just like, wow, you know. That was just an eye-opener for me, you know, as far as the revelation that's coming forth in that. So, yeah, this teaching today and just the whole teaching on the prayer series has been an eye-opener for me. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Are you ready to do our announcement?
I am ready.
All right.
Well, the first announcement I'd like to share with everyone is regarding the ordination service for Sechuan Fiji. And Sechuan is the daughter of Pastor Gail Johnson and the spiritual granddaughter of Prophet Shakespeare. She's being ordained into the office of the pastor, and her ordination service is December the 9th of this year at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. That is Chicago time for those who are in Chicago. This ordination service will be in Chicago, and the address is 1950 West Adams, and that is, again, Chicago, Illinois, 1950 West Adams. Prophet Shakespeare is the guest speaker as well as the catechizer of the ordination service. And all of you who can fly there, drive there, who are in that area, please go and support Sechuan as she moves into this next level, next dimension of ministry. Also, I'd like to announce the one-night miracle and healing service is going to take place at the Truth Christian Assembly Church, December the 17th. This is Monday. December the 17th at 7 p.m. The address is 24921 Ford Road, Dearborn, Michigan. And this is on the corner of Ford Road and Silvery Lane, four blocks west of Telegraph Road. So join Apostolic Prophet Michael Shakespeare for a one-night miracle and healing service with the Truth Christian Assembly family, as well as PSMI, the PSMI family, and other guests throughout that area that will be there. Also, there's the Feed the Families campaign that we posted on the Facebook page, on our ministry page online. We're partnering with Serenity House Ministries to feed families during the holidays. When you think about it, there are children who only receive their meals at school, and during this break, school is not in session. So, you know, how are they going to be fed? What are they going to eat? So we're partnering with Serenity House Ministries to make sure that families are fed during the holidays. If you plant $22, into this, then that will feed one family for 4 to 5 days. You can go to tsmintl.org and click on Donate Today and donate the $22. And in the comment section, or the reason why you're donating, just put Feed a Family there. That money is directed to Serenity House Ministries so that we can feed families during the holiday break. Also, we'd like to give a birthday gift or a Christmas present to Jesus Christ. After all, Jesus is the reason for this Christmas season. Amen. This is his birthday. And so we'd like to present him with a duplicator. If you sow a seed of $1,000, then we'll be able to buy a duplicator for a Christmas present for Jesus Christ. Again, you can go to tsmintl.org and click on Donate Today so that we can go ahead and purchase that duplicator. And this will allow mass productions of DVDs and CDs that we can send out to our partners that are in various parts of the United States as well as the world. We have Pastor Edom in Ghana. We have connections with a ministry in Pakistan, in the Philippines. So we want to be able to distribute high-quality teachings that you have the privilege of receiving every day, Monday through Friday, through this radio show. We want to send these types of teachings to our partners throughout the world, actually. So, again, we're asking all of you, if you can, to sow towards a gift for Jesus Christ, and that gift is a duplicator. You know, we give to one another, let's give to Jesus Christ this holiday season. And, you know, Prophet, the Lord had placed it on my heart earlier today about how, you know, a lot of times people may have issues with wondering where the money's going when they give or where the funds are going. And one thing I mentioned earlier earlier this year is that it's not about us. It's not about where the money is going, but it's about us being blessed. And so now you know that when you sow towards this gift, you know that we're going to buy a duplicator for Jesus Christ with it. So now you know what we're going to do with this seed. So again, we're asking you to please donate towards a gift to Jesus, and that would be a duplicator. And finally, I'd like to announce about our prayer calls. We have the Prophetic Gathering prayer calls every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, and that call-in number is 218-632-0550. The access code is 626-522-pound. That's 626-522-pound. Those calls are powerful. They're led by Denise Conyers as well as Elder Terrence Bennett. Again, this is every Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. The call-in number is 218-632-0550. Access code 626-522-pound. We also have products that are available online that you can order by going to tsmintl.org and click on store, and you'll see the different products that's available. Again, those are all of my announcements. I'm laughing at Reginald. He's posting some crazy stuff on this page. So I'm a little distracted, but those are all of the announcements, Prophet, that I have. And have a blessed day and continue on with the teaching. It's been a blessing.
Bless you, Josh. Let me also say, praise the Lamb of God, we're going to have a Christmas card posted on Christmas morning on the page, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that's going to remain there until the year of all those that make that donation towards that duplicator, praise them as a gift to Jesus Christ. We want your name to be listed, hallelujah, so that, you know, yeah, a Christmas card, when we give gifts, praise the Lamb of God, we always give a Christmas card with it. And those names will be placed in there who have donated something towards that duplicator. Praise the Lord. And I just hope you be a part of that. You know, the Lord is so good to each of us. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm sure that we're going to just do something, praise the Lamb of God, big or small, to say, Lord, happy birthday to you. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm excited about that, praise God. Also, Those of you, praise God, that would like to feed a family or would like to donate towards that, you can do that also. Praise God, we already have a couple of people who have done that. Praise God. I think we have two that have made a small donation towards the duplicator. Hallelujah. And we're going to take their names, praise God. Hallelujah. And put it right in the Christmas card, praise God. See, because I know those of us who sow sparingly reap sparingly, and those of us that sow in abundance reap in abundance. That's the word of God, praise the Lamb of God. So, you know, it's up to you what you give. There's no certain price or anything attached to you, and your arm is not bent to give, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's about your own free will. But, you know, I just can't consciously say to myself, you know, I'm buying Gabby a gift, I'm buying this a gift, doing this, blah, blah, all this stuff for Christmas, all the food and everything, and sit down and then say, now, what did I give to Jesus for his birthday? If this is, I'm celebrating his birthday, or is my Christmas, does it have an X in front of it? Is it Xmas or Christmas? If it's Christmas and it's happy birthday Jesus, because Jesus was born and he is yet alive and we can sow and give to him, then seem like that is the thing to do to satisfy the conscience. Praise the Lamb of God, at least mine. Praise God. But I'm different from other people, and I recognize that. Praise God, because some people can live in their mother's house and work and this, that, or another, and then when she asks them for $50, they get mad, and they working, and they not paying any bills. Yeah, that's how ungrateful a lot of people are, praise the Lamb of God. But I thank God, hallelujah, that he has given me a heart of gratitude, and being grateful unto God, we do things the way that we do them. Okay, praise God. Thank you, Jocelyn. Don't forget the prayer call Friday night. It's coming up another week. It's coming around. Praise God. People of God, listen, some of you inbox me on this. Praise God. I'm throwing this around in my mind. I'm going to make a decision on this by Sunday night. Hallelujah. I'm thinking about a morning prayer call. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. How many of you would rise up in the morning and pray with us, praise God? I'm trying to make it kind of, you know, I know Jocelyn is 2 hours different, praise God. So, Jocelyn, what time do you normally get up?
5 a.m.
Oh, Jocelyn's up at 5 a.m., so you can be on a prayer call at 6 a.m.?
I'm in the air at 6 a.m.
You're in the air at 6. Lord have mercy. So then that would be a 5:30 prayer call. Praise the Lamb. She said she in the air. Well, we're gonna work this out, praise the Lamb of God, so that we can have a prayer call. Sometimes I need a second call. Maybe we have to do a second night call then. But I think...
Oh, Prophet, do you mean 6 Eastern time? Because that would work. That's
4
a.m. my time.
Oh, yeah, that is true. Well, we're going to see. I'm going to talk to Denise and what have you about it, and we're going to see what we can do to praise the Lamb of God, create another prayer call so that we can pray more, people of God. We should really have one every day, praise the Lamb of God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I'm telling you this, hallelujah, it's my desire, Lawrence James London Jr., to have a 24-hour church. I talked to Angel this last night. I want the lights ever to go out. I want to have a staff of musicians, a staff of praise leaders, a staff, praise the Lamb of God, of intercessors, hallelujah, that come in shifts. And continuous praise and worship, as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. As it is in heaven. It's enough of us now, 1,000 people, to create continuous prayer and praise on this page. It's enough of us. Hallelujah. We must move beyond what everybody else is doing. Hello, somebody. Praise God. A quietness came over. I felt the quiet spirit come up and say, whoa, prophet. I see in the spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, God can do it. God can have it. Does God deserve it? Yes. Suppose you could wake up any time of the night and just tap in on the page and there's people there praying and praising God. Hallelujah. Suppose you could just get up any time of the night, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And drive to your local church and walk in there, praise the Lamb of God, and just bow and start praying because the intercessors and praise musicians and everything is in there having service. Hallelujah. What an awesome thing. It's awesome. Praise God. Okay. Praise God. Let's move on. Okay. Thank you, Jocelyn.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Now, this is what I want to do. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, Jocelyn's brain, y'all don't know how Jocelyn worked. Praise God. She's a scientist. She already scientifically is calculating how to do that. Y'all just watch what I tell you. She don't come up with a plan in about let me see, by 6 o'clock today. She laughing right now, I guarantee you. She go to email me, Prophet, this is the way we need to do it. Watch. Praise God. Great administrator. Great, great first assistant. Thank you, Jocelyn. Praise God. Here we go. People of God, as we conclude this show, praise the Lamb of God. We really need, praise the Lamb of God, to understand how important and vital our prayer life is as it relates, because once we become, watch this, people of God, once we become prayers, once we become prayers, once we become prayers, praise God, the next step is intercession. Now we can start praying for other people effectively. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now we can start praying for other people effectively because you are a mature prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. See, when you become a mature prayer, you come to the place then, praise the Lamb of God, that you are able to intercede, hallelujah, and your prayers prevail, praise the Lamb of God, because you are a mature prayer. You understand the importance of getting in the presence of God. You understand the mechanics, the technology, praise the Lamb of God. You get in there, you spend time with God, you lay prostrate before the Lord, hallelujah, as you climb, thine is the kingdom, that's worship. Now I'm worshiping the King, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, prostrate before him. The Lord downloads his orders, his directives to me in the spirit for the day, praise the Lamb of God or whatever. He speaks to me concerning my children or whatever I prayed about, praise the Lamb of God. And now I have come to a place of maturity that now, praise the Lamb of God, I can intercede and pray for other people. Praise God. And this is of vital importance to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, everybody does not qualify, praise the Lamb of God, because they don't want to become a mature believer and a mature prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, you can rattle off. I can pray for anybody I want to anytime. That don't mean that God is saying yes to your prayers, though. We're talking about prevailing prayer. We're talking about prayer that penetrates heaven and prayer that moves the hand of God. That's a whole different thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's a whole different thing. There was a lot of people praying when God said that he sought a man. He sought someone to stand in the gap, an intercessor, and couldn't find none. There was a lot of people praying, but a lot of people didn't qualify. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. So there must be some type of qualification, because you can't tell me the whole nation of Israel wasn't nobody praying. Somebody had to be praying. but there was not an intercessor. He said, I looked for a special type of person, a person who qualified, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hey, God. Yeah, I know I said something. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we have to come to a place, people of God, to understand that this prayer life that we're speaking of is of vital importance, hallelujah, when we're entering in to where people are sick, afflicted, and things of this nature. We have to come to a place, praise the Lamb of God, where we see, hallelujah, that their afflictions, praise the Lamb of God, possibly is related to sin, praise the Lamb. See, that's one of the reasons why, while I was teaching you the process of prayer, I harped upon repentance, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. We as prayers must be repenters. We as prayers should always be asking for forgiveness so that we will not become contaminated and infected by, praise the Lamb of God, the elements that would pollute us and cause our prayer life to be hindered. Praise the Lord. So now when I'm interceding for others, praise the Lamb of God, I must understand that one of the reasons why my prayer might be hindered may be because of their sin. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. And if they're living in sin, praise the Lamb of God, then I will not be able for my prayer to prevail for them until they come to a place of repentance, praise God. And if I'm aware, praise the Lamb of God, whether it's my mama, my daddy, my brother, my sister, somebody in the hospital or something of that nature, praise the Lamb of God, then I need to go and sit with them and talk to them, praise God. Because healing and salvation is the same thing. They're both deliverance. Hallelujah. When you're healed, you're restored, you're delivered. When you're saved, you're restored, you've been delivered. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And, you know, I can say this because it happened. Praise the Lamb of God. My father-in-law, praise the Lamb of God, was in the hospital, and just before, he had cancer, praise the Lamb of God, that was terminal. And he was in the hospital on morphine and what have you and all of that. And I went to visit him, and I took one of the missionaries from my church, and we sat there and we talked with him and what have you. And I knew, praise the Lamb of God, that his sickness was related to a sin in his life, and it was the blockage that if God was going to take him, of going him going into the kingdom. Praise the Lord, the eternal kingdom of God. Hallelujah. But then, praise the Lamb of God, as I witnessed to him and shared with him, praise the Lamb of God, about, hallelujah, the Spirit of God filled the room and he repented, hallelujah, and his soul was saved, even though his body was not healed. I've also seen people get healed and delivered, praise the Lamb of God, at the moment that they repented of their sins, praise the Lamb of God, at the moment that they turned away from, praise the Lamb of God, whatever ungodliness that was on life, praise God, hallelujah. All right, people of God, we got to go. We got to get out of here, praise God. I want to drop that in your spirit. We still, Lawrence, has not gotten to the place where we're trying to go through.
No, still didn't. Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah.
Hallelujah. But this was rich, this was fruitful, and it was good for all of us, praise the Lamb of God, so that our prayer life can be enhanced. People of God, pray, praise the Lamb of God. Pray, and when you get through praying, pray some more. Pastor Lawrence London Jr.,
The Lord is elevating our prayer lives while he's making us all brand new we are excited about your future, and we love you much. Have a blessed one.
Hallelujah. Oh, I can't find it, Lawrence. There we go.
Now I can move.